Tell me who sparked the eggnog? I know the culprit's here. Who brought the booze to the Christmas party this year? Tell
me. All right, Kevin, I kind of built you up, and I didn't mean to do it on purpose, but we've got the whole listening audience on the edge of their seat wanting to know what is the nog in the egg.
Well, it's not really that complicated, really. It's just milk and cream, and we use powdered eggs, and then we have a special blend of spices, and that's about all it is. Yeah, I mean, we have normal whole milk in Arizona standardized at 3.25% butterfat. This is about 6.5% butterfat.
It's the holidays. It's okay.
And that's kind of that's what gives it that real flavor, that butterfat taste.
And at what percent of thickness is it you can actually start spreading it?
Well, if you leave it in the sun long enough, you know. But no, it's pretty thick. It'll leave a coat on your glass after you're done with it, for sure.
How long does that take to blend? I mean, you've still got to milk it, then you've got the creaming process, and adding the eggs. Is there a curing time that you've got to let it sit or age in oak barrels somewhere?
Well, no, we actually age it in the glass. So the mixing part doesn't take that long, but the real flavor doesn't happen for about 3 or 4 days later after we sit it in the cooler. We keep it in the cooler about 34 degrees, 35 degrees, and that's where the blends and the spices start really making it all come together.
So you'll keep it in a refrigerated storage until it's shipped for 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things that we do is we make sure that as soon as a cow's milked, we get the milk cold. So 36, 37 degrees. And during the mixing process, during the separation process, during that whole process, it's always that cold. In Arizona, that's kind of a tough task. So I'm glad we have eggnog during Christmas season here, not in July.
And then you've got your peppermint brand. You'd mentioned that one's easy. You just drop a percentage of peppermint in there. The pumpkin one, you said there's a lot of additional spices that came into it.
Pumpkin spice, it took us about 2 years to get it the way we liked it. We just didn't want to throw something out there. And I think it really took off. Like we have some tricks up our sleeve, maybe like a bourbon flavor type, so you don't have to add the bourbon, but it won't be alcoholic. It'd just be bourbon flavor. There's that oak taste to it, and we're coming up with all kinds of things. I didn't even think we'd have the peppermint this year, and that thing kind of came together pretty quick, and I think it turned out really, really good.
Well, when something's meant to be, it'll be, and it all came together perfect timing for the holiday seasons. We've been passing the jug around here this morning, and Julie had made the point that, you know, usually 2 or 3 sips of eggnog, and I'm about done, but
not with the peppermint. I want to keep going. You know, pumpkin spice gets a lot of criticism. It either has people that love it or hate it because we do kind of overdo it with pumpkin spice during the holidays. But I think the Dan Sizen family is bringing the cool back into pumpkin spice.
Well, I appreciate that because I got to tell you, I ain't really a pumpkin spice kind of guy either, but I know that there are people. You're exactly right. It's either you're a pumpkin spice person or you're not, and it matches the season, and eggnog and pumpkin spice come together pretty good.
They do. Another thing that we want to highlight, just because we're celebrating this local creativity and the uniqueness, this is Arizona-born, Arizona-bred, Arizona-created product. And it was your brainchild, the family's brainchild. When you think about what we're doing in the dairy industry, we just have to continue to celebrate it. Even though we're having a bit of consolidation, there are some families that they're 3 and 4 generations, even more, and a few of them are kind of going out of business. That's because the commodity, we go by hundredweight in the dairy industry. It's actually takes more to produce milk than what you guys are making from it, but you're hanging in there. Why is that?
Well, I mean, dairy farmers, especially in Arizona, are resilient. That's what I think. I mean, sometimes hard times make you better at what you're doing, but it is as tough as it gets. I read a report the other day that our pay price here in Arizona was 49 out of 50, and the other state was a real small dairy state. So it's a reflection that there's other alternatives out there that I don't think can stand up to our product, but people are choosing to drink non-milk products that are disguised as milk, and that's really putting a pressure on our markets, because those when the fluid does not get consumed, it has to go into other pipelines, and those pipelines are getting full. It goes into powder, it goes into cheese, and those pipelines are getting full, And that, and then you add the trade things,
challenges that are going on,
because a lot of the powder gets exported. It's really putting a squeeze on us right now. So,
All right, everyone, stop right now. Let's do our part. Take a swig. Pass the eggnog back around. Consume the liquid.
Consume.
Support
the
your local dairy.
Yeah.
Pass it around.
One of the encouraging things for the consumer that they have to realize is their local milk's not going to go away. Dan Sizens is not going to go away. And one of the reasons is even if we have consolidation, fewer cows, because of genetics, feed, and other efficiencies, we can produce more milk with way fewer cows than we did 50 years ago. And I don't have the stats in my head.
And if we communicate it to the consumer end and they understand that, you know, I'm spending a little bit more, but I can get some of that back if I return the glass and recycle it. I'm supporting a local dairy and
exactly.
something that, you know, is right here in my backyard. There's that connection where 20 cents becomes irrelevant or
right.
whatever the price difference might be. I have no idea because I'm not even a price shopper. I'm a support the local shopper, and that's all I look for are these local brands that we learn here from Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau and special guests like Kevin Dan Zizen.
Yeah, ignore the E.
Dan Zizen.
The emphasis is on Dan Zizen.
So. More with Arizona Farm Bureau and Dan Zizen right after this.